Hello, 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 everybody. Tonight, I don't know what today is, the 2nd, I believe, of May. We're watching the second half of the music documentary Punk Attitude on YouTube. It's free. If you're into music, you should watch it. I'm not sure where we left off. We were supposed to stop around 45 minutes, but we were having a good conversation with one of our call it. And so I will find out. Hey, Bam Bam. So anyway, we'll be watching that other second half tonight. And then tomorrow, there's so much music on this documentary. 70 something actually. I don't know. There's a whole lot of songs on here. So we'll get into some of that tomorrow. All right, so hopefully everything, you can hear me okay. I think you're probably outside. Oh, there you are. Okay, perfect.
Oh,
hola. How are you?
I am great. Yourself?
I'm okay. Did you find out anything?
Nothing. Everything's wow. Like totally tight-lipped at the moment on everything and stuff. And yeah, like I said, you can't even get over into that block because they've got it totally like yellow taped off.
Yeah. They have to do an investigation, like right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So I've been checking on Facebook and stuff too to see if like there's any posts or, you know, anything, posts from the guy I know and stuff like that, and nothing. So we'll just wait and see.
Oh, so
no matter who it is, it's a fucking horrible thing though, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's totally terrible. And it's so close. You know?
Yeah. Like one block down and one street over, but like literally they were spraying the houses attached to our street and everything too, because the flames were shooting up and it was shooting embers everywhere, and they were worried about other people's houses catching on fire because it was intense.
Was there an explosion or anything?
I never heard anything.
Yeah.
We just heard all the sirens. Uh-huh. So then I went outside and I got this friend down the street from me, and he's older. He's mid-60s. He's an e-bike guy too. He's been in a few e-bike mic videos. So I went to just double check, make sure, like, you know, he didn't have another fucking heart attack or something, because all the ambulances and sirens and stuff down in his end of the street. But ended up they were just using the ambulances and fire trucks to block that whole section off, and then they made it bigger so like you couldn't really get anywhere in our neighborhood for probably 3 hours or so. But then once the fire was knocked down or whatever, now it's just basically that one block. Like when you drive down my street, you can't turn left to go get into that neighborhood or anything. So yeah, and they got
that's crazy.
Yellow caution tape and roadblocks up everywhere and stuff. So
wow, that's just so sad now. You know, gosh, I hope that it sounds like the houses next to them might have some damage too, but hopefully not that much. I mean, I don't know. It just sounds kind of like it was big.
Yeah.
How sad.
What was our timestamp again?
I was just saying that earlier. I think I was like, well, I know we wanted to stop at 45 minutes, but we were having a conversation and I know that it went a little bit past that. For some reason, it was in my head like 47, but I don't know why. So I don't know.
47 minutes and 44 seconds.
Okay. Then I wasn't
off. When I reopened this.
Uh-huh. 47 what? 47?
47:44.
Okay, let's see.
Is what my computer automatically brought me back to. And I haven't rewatched it or anything like that. So I think that's where we stopped.
Okay, I'm going to try to get close.
I'm going to keep chatting, though, and I'm going to pop outside for a second, grab a few drags of a cigarette.
Okay, yeah.
Running around, but I'm just waiting to see if our we're going to get any other people up here on the panel with us in the next 5 minutes before we hit gizzo.
I couldn't remember if El Carpe said that his that him and his friends podcast was every week or every third week, but I didn't see them on tonight. I tried to go in to see if they were on to
I followed them and I didn't see anything pop up, so
so maybe he said every third week. I don't know, my brain just my oxygen gets low sometimes and it just seems to be I get foggy. Or my heart rate, whatever, it goes down into the 40s and I just like get like I'm in La La Land. Whatever. So I don't know.
Well, I remember my kids when they were going through that, when they were newborns and stuff like that, and literally when their heart rate would drop down like that, it was just like their heads would just lay back.
Yeah, scary
as heck. It's different as an adult or whatever, but
As a little kid, I can't even imagine their little teeny bodies. I just feel I haven't, like, the oxygen heart monitor thingy that I put on my finger, and I it's been happening more towards the end of the day, and I can feel it. I just feel, like I said, like all of a sudden I feel kind of just foggy and kind of out of it. And sure enough, I'll put that on and it beep, 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 beep. And then it's like, beep, beep. It's beeping at me. I'm like, all right, I know it's low. What do you want me to do? It's screaming at me.
Get out the air compressor, hook me up into a main vein and pump some oxygen in into that their bloodstream. And
little towels in and out. Oh, you know what? There's there's what the hell is their show called? It's a pirate ship. And they're trolls. They go into people. They go into shows. They used to do it all the time when I was on that other show. What the hell is their show called? Little God dang it! It's a guy and a girl, and it's a guy, a girl, and another guy, I think. And they're like on a pirate ship, and it says comedy, but they'll go into people's shows and do things. I can't think of their names off the top of my head, but yeah, I saw that they were coming on around the same time we were coming on. So, yeah, see what happens tonight. Oh, my earplugs are dirty. Tell me when you're ready. If you're still smoking, you're fine.
Yep, still smoking.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Marna P. Hello, Marna P.
Marna P.
Welcome to Heavy Breathing with Tuttles.
Yes. See, it's totally different when I use my tablet than I always say that than the computer. Like when I use the computer, it tells you about the show, like you can see it. I don't see that on here. Maybe where do you have to push info or something, you know, like it would tell you what's playing tonight, because I put a whole bunch of information on there. The only thing I see is defamatory, harassing, and obscene, and racial contacts is prohibited. But it doesn't say anything about the show. And I put all the information, you know, punk attitude, where it was at, where you can get it on YouTube, all of that. It's none of that's there. I don't see any of that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Defamatory, harassing, obscene content prohibited. Please, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have anything about any of the, what the actual show's about.
Right.
But according to those rules, I'm screwed.
You're banned. So, Marna, what we do tonight, since it's not up there, we are watching the second half of a music documentary. It's called Punk Attitude. It's a film by Don Latz. It's free on YouTube. We watch it at our own homes. We go 1, 2, 3, go, and we watch it, and we have a live screen chat here, and we chat about the music. And then tomorrow on the Dina Jo Morning Show, on Morning Show with Dina Jo, I should say, on the music segment around 8:25 is when I have the music segment, and we'll be playing the music from this documentary. So it kind of coincides together, but that's what we do here tonight.
And even though I don't know you, that name just sounds good. If you wanted to pop up and watch this documentary along with us, you could pull it up on YouTube. It's absolutely free, and we welcome all people up on the panel to shoot the shit with us while we're watching it.
For sure.
There's that deflammatory language.
Dang it. And the heavy breathing. I'm really irritated because I'd really like to know. It kind of makes you. I've always wondered why do people ask, what is this show about? When it, you know, but on the computer, you can see everything that I've typed in. So on here, I mean, if somebody, you know, like me was like, okay, well, what's this show about? Because clearly there isn't anything there. But if I'm on my computer, I can see it. It's just that nobody else can see it. That's just weird. It's weird. Hi, crazy lady.
Punk music chick, crazy lady.
Yeah.
She's probably seen most of these bands in real life.
Probably. So good to see you.
Good evening, crazy lady.
Oh, there's
watching
so many
a documentary
of them.
Tonight called Punk Attitude.
It's the second half. Yeah.
The second half of it. And there's lots of. They talk about so many different bands in here, even bands that you wouldn't actually consider, like some people would consider punk, that it's like, yeah, I guess that makes sense, you know?
In like the beginning.
Heads and stuff like that, and Blondie. Mm-hmm. But now I think we're getting into the second half. I think we're into like the mid 70s or something.
Yeah,
like
the Sex Pistols just beginning and the Clash.
Oh, South Osman. How's it going on the Upside Down?
I'm actually on my treadmill in the morning. I'm walking, and I'm walking through Australia right now. That's where I went from. Where was I last time? I don't know. It was in Egypt and all these different places. And now I'm in South Australia. It's the Sex Pistols, grandpas of punk. Yeah, for sure. It's funny because he's the guy that I'm walking, the trainer that we're walking with, and we're walking through, I wish I could remember the gardens that we were walking through today. And he's like, he gets like, oh my gosh, shiny object. And he goes off track, and he's like, oh my gosh, look at this plant, or look at this species. And then he's like, I can't remember that they have a lot of snakes here, and they don't rattle like they do in the United States. They just bite you. I'm like, oh man, no, I don't think so. I wouldn't like that. I don't know. I wouldn't like that.
Australia, man, that would be a great place to be. I not that I know any of them really or anything like that, but I do got a lot of kin over there in Australia.
Do you?
Oh yeah, tons.
Oh, see, yeah, I think I'd always wanted to go there, but then the bugs. I mean, just the spiders. Like I hear they're gigantic.
Yeah, spiders and like five of the world's top deadliest snakes and sharks at the beach and you know, stuff like that. But
like the spiders can chase you.
Yeah, and just around here, meth heads chase us. So, you know, what's worse, spiders or meth heads?
I don't know. I think I might want to have a spider. You're right. Oh my gosh.
Lori said spiders are worse than meth heads.
I don't know, Lori. I don't know. It's so close.
The spiders hide. They're so small sometimes, and the smaller ones are the deadlier ones too, right? Like we got that friggin' I can't even think of what it's called now. Brown recluse or something.
Oh
like
yeah.
We have in our area.
We have them here too.
Jumbo spiders too. What are those jumbo spiders called? She's having a brain fart too. I can't remember because they're new to us. But apparently they get to be like, once they're full grown, they're like 8 inches around.
Oh geez. Yeah, yeah. Those brown recluse are not good too. And they continue to bite you.
Yes.
Yeah, they're nasty. Nasty.
Yeah, for sure. And they can kill you.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We did have some of those, what are those little black ones? Black widows. Apparently, we had a bit of infestation in our area that came in with some bananas or something like that.
Oh, do you normally not have them?
No. No, they're evasive.
Oh.
I well, remember one time, I don't know, I probably shouldn't even say this live on air, but I was electric motor mechanic for 15 years, and there's certain motors that you can only get from certain parts of the world. And we had this motor come in from Brazil, and it was a very special motor for some special equipment. We had to rewind it to change the voltage. So anyways, it came in this big wooden crate, and I opened up this big wooden crate, and this freaking spider came running out. It was like the size of a tarantula, but it looked like the body shape of a black widow. I tried to stomp it. It ran, went into the wall, and I never seen it again.
Oh, wow.
That was in about 1995, probably. I have no idea what kind of spider it was. It was just big and scary, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it came right out of the motor box when I opened up the big wooden crate.
Oh, dang. You might have a whole new species here now. No idea. That's crazy. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, or you guys can call in if you would like.
Yeah, the new one in our area, Lori, just remember, it's called a Jaro spider.
Jaro?
Yeah, Jaro. They're a giant spider. Like, they start out small, obviously, when they're babies, but they get really big really fast. And yeah, I haven't seen one in person yet, like a big one. But people are posting pictures on them on Facebook. They came over from India or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Gosh, how do, I mean, I guess like boats or something. I mean, how do they, or like in crates, like you just said, right?
Crates, or people come in here to move here, and it's in their, like, you know, carry-on bag or their luggage or something.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Because we bring in, I can't remember how many immigrants. We get 30,000 immigrants to our province every month.
Wow. East.
Yeah, we're having a major housing crisis right now because we bring in so many people.
Yeah.
What is what it is, not a political show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, right? A whole nother one.
Okie dokie. All right. So we're ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, for sure.
Or punk and roll?
Punk attitude and roll.
Mm-hmm. Do we go on one, or go on go, or go on zero?
You're in charge. You tell me, and I'll push it. You tell me.
Go on, rock on. Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1, rock on.
That guy still looks like somebody. He still looks like an artist. Not he. What is he? A producer or a what?
A
documentary
guy or something?
Yeah.
Like yeah.
He looks like a music, like a singer or somebody in a band. Yeah, I can't.
For sure. You know what I just realized? I don't think the people who were all in the Ramones band are related. They just called their last name Ramon because they're in the Ramones band.
Oh, really? I thought they were brothers.
Yeah,
I thought like two or three of them were brothers.
Because they look nothing alike.
No, no, no. You're right. Hi, crazy lady.
Hi. What number are you at in the counter? And two or three of the Ramones were related.
Oh, okay.
We are at, where are we at?
4924.
Oh, okay. I'm pausing for a minute. What did you say? 49, like 26, 27? Is that where you're at now?
I'm at 4929.
Okay.
You gonna join in, crazy lady?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
49, 49.
Okay. 49:29. Chris, we are watching the music documentary Punk Attitude. A film by Don Letts. It's free on YouTube. And if you'd like to pull that up, if you can, we're at 49 minutes and 29 seconds. And then we have a live screen chat here where you're happy to pop on up if you'd like to do that too.
Okay, yep.
All right. So
you just got done with a bunch of girls singing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm paused. That there's like the chick singing, and you can see like a drum kit or whatever. And...
Yeah.
Yep.
49. I got it. All right. Gotcha. So we're gonna do rock on again.
Sure.
Rock.
Three.
Take two.
Two. One. Rock on. Look at the shoulder pads.
I know.
Holy shit.
There's some boobies.
I was just shocked to see that on YouTube. Guy looks like he's playing pocket pool.
Yeah. I think punk kind of started in England, though.
Well, when we were watching this, there was the New York Dolls and stuff like that. They were actually in the U.S. that were sort of doing it first.
Yeah.
And people like the Sex Pistols and stuff picked up on that style. But apparently the thing about bands like the New York Dolls was they weren't ever actually successful.
Yeah.
They were sort of underground, so not a lot of people had ever really heard of them. Like the Sex Pistols and the Ramones were like the first breakout bands in the genre, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Billy Idol. Generation X.
Fuck yeah, man.
There are so many, like this band I had never heard of until I was putting the playlist together.
What, the Slits? They were pretty good, well, actually.
The Slits and this X-Ray or some, whoever that girl was.
And that's saying something, too, because you worked at Tower Records.
Yeah, yeah. But then again, it was the popular ones that, and that was when I was actually into the, but it was Susie and the Banshees, the Sex Pistols, the Clash. It was all of those big bands.
Mm-hmm. Roxy Club. Oh my God.
Oh, I remember when people would do that. With the safety pins through their cheeks. Thank you, Chris. He looks like a surfer.
Yeah, the exploit was pretty nasty, but they have one of my favorite punk songs of all time.
Which one's that?
Barmy Army.
Barmy Army.
It's a song about soccer hooligans, basically.
You have to remind me tomorrow. I'll have to. I don't remember it being on the list, but. Remind me, we'll look it up and play it. So crazy. Oh, jeez.
Johnny was wearing a t-shirt that had two gay cowboys having sex with each other, and the audience was just throwing full beer cans and food and anything they could get their hands on at the Pistols, and the Pistols just kept going. Sid would take a full beer can right off the tee, and then the crowd would.
They just done the most successful thing they achieved with every band once. As a new band, starting a couple of clubs, ending up the last day playing a huge theater in San Francisco to a giant audience, and then broke up.
Here's an interesting thing that happened. Punk rock, boom, comes out. Then the Sex Pistols break up. Johnny Lydon forms Public Image, which means infinitely more interesting than the Sex Pistols. Thank you.
Ideas coming out that weren't just, you know, it wasn't pretty vacant.
The No Wave scene was probably best personified by James Chance. I remember I beat him up one night. I don't know why.
Oh gosh, he was so young.
And if there's one thing that I can't stand, people sitting on the floor at one of my shows. And so I just started wading out into the audience and pulling them up to their feet, you know? And that didn't even seem to get them very upset, so I just started like slapping them and stuff. You know, I was really just trying to get a and then later on we had somebody who would come and like drag me back after I'd been in the audience for a while. James Chance was doing his sort of James Brown thing with people who really were at the time non-musicians. And he liked the idea of them making scratchy, scrawny noise.
Signed and were on tour, so there wasn't a scene at CBGB's anymore.
Patty left the scene, television pretty much disbanded, Blondie became new wave, if not disco.
So, I don't know. I mean, at least as far as I'm concerned, it was like, well then fuck it, I'll start a fucking band. When I wanted to challenge people, when I wanted to mess with their heads, I wanted to fuck them up.
Friends were like, it's not music, it's ugly, it sounds bad, it's like horrible.
If you want to find what the sound of No Wave was, it was truly the band. It was truly the band that broke completely from everything that was happening. And the Teenage Jesus, I mean, my God. I mean, it's just undefinable what the hell she was doing.
Very interesting music, but not really something you can dance to.
Beastie Boys.
What the?
In New York, punk rock was really equated with hip hop in LA.
And there was a period in the late 70s, especially in the early 80s, where those two scenes merged, hip hop and punk rock in New York, at least socially, like with Rick Rubin getting involved with Run DMC and The Clash getting involved with hip hop.
Turntables, you take a piece of this song, and a piece of this song, and that was our instrumentation.
Hip hop had a completely different into, because it, it really had its eye on being really a communication tool, but at the same time had no problems with going for the gold. And that was a difference in a way that I always noticed, that like punk rock sort of was embarrassed by riches.
To Glenn Branca, you have some of you, in my opinion.
For at least 2 years, no one came to their fucking concerts. You know, it was their constant perseverance and touring and getting records out and ambition that drove them to where they are. And I know there's something down there, I'm shooting soul, back to the cause.
Tomorrow's list sounds like it's going to be quite eclectic.
Yeah, for sure. It is. This whole documentary is, when you put the playlist together, is yeah, you know where we started off. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's so many different genres in there. Well, all considered punk, but different, you know.
So there was this big split, which meant punk went more underground and got more intense, more purist in a way, which is both good and bad, and more hardcore.
The genre hardcore. It's American as, you know, Fake Wars and Apple Pie and Baseball. It's when that fuck yeah guy got a guitar. Okay, now he's got a guitar.
Bands that I love, I consider hardcore punk, it's probably the best one to say. We're bands like Black Flag, Surfing Jerks, Dead Kennedys, phenomenal band, and so many great stuff to say.
Got this sick sense of humor that other people have, but they're not showing in their bands. What can I do with that? Plus, what would happen if I took the horror of Alice Cooper, but made it about real things that happen to people, instead of vampires and monsters, police brutality. You know, there was punk, and then there was more extreme punk that people were calling it hardcore. They were surfers, they were skateboarders, and in some cases, they were very violent surfers and skateboarders. So out came the song, Nazi Punks Fuck Off.
The Dead Kennedys also got tagged with that hardcore punk thing. Most people would concur that it was kickstarted by the appearance of the Damned. They came here very early in April 1977. Caused the sensations, the bags, the bags, the germs, the weirdos, the screamers, you know, that another great band that actually never recorded, which is one of these biggest disappeared, undocumented legend of all time.
Screamers were one of the most important influences on Dead Kennedys. As I said, there was both British stuff was influences, but also there were so many things right in our backyard that are largely unknown.
The Screamers show, I think, was probably my first punk rock show that I went to, an official punk rock band, punk rock show.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Kimberly.
Every scene needs a center. Every scene needs a set of characters, a clubhouse.
I think without the mask, it wouldn't have grown. It wouldn't have flourished.
It was, a bit of the glam rock fleet from West LA that coalesced around the germ, the art school crowd that coalesced around the weirdos.
East Coast, dirty cities, small, a lot of people, people living high, stacked on top of each other, a lot of street crime, polluted skies, the ocean comes up to your ankle, and there's a dead guy floating in it.
California, Mary Rollins.
And punk rock. How can you have sun, hot chicks, surfboards, oranges, and punk rock?
A lot of people mistakenly think that because it's happening in California, sunny California, where kids are at the beach, that they have great lives, but, you have a messed up life anywhere.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, gotta go.
On the East Coast, often it's a little faster beat per minute, just because East Coast people, like what I am, we talk faster, we talk more, we're more in your face. Fuck you means fuck you, not hey, let's do lunch next week. It's on.
Hey, fuck you, Bam Bam. Let's do lunch next week. See, our fuck yous, because we're nice, would be let's do lunch next week.
Right. Skinhead movement.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, how are you? What band was that?
I'm not sure. Thank you.
Maybe Minor Threat? I don't know. It is the music documentary Punk Attitude, a film by Don Letts. It's the second half that we're watching tonight. His stare is just like so intense, man.
We're going to hit
It's a so what?
Skinheads, you had Jewish skinheads, you had black skinheads. Nobody is going to get up on stage and be against anybody here. Otherwise, they'd be torn off the stage and thrown out.
I never really wanted to hear nobody go, nigga. That shit happened to me in England. The kid was playing in England. He said, you fucking Yankee nigga, go home. Spit on me. I jumped out, punched him in the face.
Now on the news, in the news, everybody knew what it was, or thought they knew what it was. Right around 92, everyone just curled up and started having their stomachs scratched by Sony. And they kind of went, and old people like me are going, you know, back in my day, they would have blown that up. You're like, shut up, you old man. You're like, yeah, okay. Corn music to me is very formulaic. You have your breakdown session, little rap thing, and then DJ guy. You know, again, it's all the same. This and we got it then.
Here goes our mark. The crowd to the crowd. Bouncing.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit and Korn, they were good for that. I can't say I didn't like it, though. I love that shit.
And the payoff on those songs, when that big guitar comes in, you can't help it. You're like, hell yeah, let's go Red Sox.
Oh, goodness.
That completely changed my life. It changed my attitude to culture. It changed my attitude towards what was possible. And I think I learned to go against the system a little bit.
Punk proved to people that it is now ingrained in people that what they thought was impossible is not impossible.
You didn't have to wait to start.
Oh my god, my OG Podner's on the show.
Oh, hey, Cubella.
Good evening.
How are ya? Oh, we lost Crazy Lady, too.
Probably a connection issue.
We are watching the ending of Punk Attitude, the music documentary.
Your poolside at the moment? Nice. You're on vacation or something?
Nowadays, if you ask me.
Sounds like wherever she is, it's perfect weather. Still cold here.
It was hot one today.
Oh, yeah? house setting for boyfriend's parents. Nice.
Never a bad thing when there's a pool involved.
No kidding. It's already hot out there, man. 82 out there.
Arizona, is that in Arizona as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's easy for a young person to say, fuck you. I'm 45, I'm still saying something. I'm still like dancing something. You know, whatever we got, I'm mad at. Where's the
at this point, and on the planet, it seems like 80% of the people are fucking asleep, you know?
Don't ask me why the cataclysmic state of the environment hasn't.
Oh, well, congratulations. You have to be proud. And
the
we will.
The few, the Marines. Isn't that commercial for that?
Yes, I think so. I think that's kind of how it goes. Yep.
Nice. He's going to kick ass and take some names for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of scary. You're proud, but you're scared with the crazy world that we live in. It's...
Well, see, when Austin graduated high school before all this COVID shit, he was going to join the Canadian Army, and his mom wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Yeah, electrical engineering, too. Yeah, that's a good thing to do there. That was sort of my son's original route was going to be, because his stepfather, he joined the Navy in Canada, and he was on a submarine for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And he came out with all these degrees and stuff for being engineers, and he's a computer programmer for the government now and stuff, makes like, you know, $500,000 a year.
That's amazing.
Oh, beauty.
That's amazing.
Good to hear. Congratulations.
Yeah, for sure. A round of applause for you, Missy. A round of applause for you. It's a lot of hard work you did. Do you remember the band, the Bay City Rollers?
Yep.
That guy looked like he should be a Bay City Roller. With his hat.
You only need 5% or less to like embrace ideas and change it. You know, change the way people think all over again.
It becomes a lineage. These people find each other in this timeline.
I'll be completely honest, I've been weird. Life has just been fucky for everybody around me and everybody I know and just in general. And I know it's not just me that feels that.
Yeah, it's been definitely, for sure.
Definitely fucky.
Good way of describing it.
Yeah, no other way of putting it, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's, I sent you that message. Now, with your current configuration on Podbean, are you able to play from that message that I had sent you? That way you don't spoil your list, but you get to hear the song.
Oh, I'll just play it from my, I'll play it from my phone. I'll just put it on there. I just won't have any background on it. I'll just play it. Like, yeah, it'll play. It should play fine. It won't mess up anything. Not at all.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know if you're in Facebook groups very much, but when you get new members to Facebook groups, you wait a few days and you say, oh, thanks, you know, say hey everybody to the new people or whatever in the Facebook groups. So I used to always write, welcome to the Barmy Army, because of this song. People used to be like, what the fuck is a Barmy Army?
Oh.
Is that derogatory? I'm like, nope.
I'll listen to it tonight, too. Gosh, now we have to pick out our next one.
Well, if you want to stay in the punk theory, I've got a really good punk one, and it's based out of California.
Okay.
Dwayne Peters was a professional skateboarder in the late 70s, and then when skateboarding went and had their major spot where they died,
uh-huh.
You know, like all the skateboard parks got smashed up and stuff, everybody was getting into like punk music, and Dwayne Peters, he was like a world champion skateboarder one year, next year he was like broke, so he started playing like hanging out in punk bands and stuff like that. But his documentary is basically California punk. It's like from like the late 70s right through to like within the last few years. It's pretty good. A lot of stuff that you see like in skateboard videos, a lot of the songs and stuff like Kirk and the Jerks and stuff like that. It's a good documentary for sure if you want to stick with the punk theme.
What's it called?
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I've watched it like 3 or 4 times.
All right, we'll just send it to me. It's a California punk. Sure.
It's a California.
Oh, did I just lose you? I think I just lost you, Bam Bam. I hope it's not mine. I can't hear you anymore.
No, oh, I just popped over to try to source it out.
Oh, okay. I'll find it for you. I'll send
it to you. It's not specifically Dwayne Peters' thing, but he's just like, you know, like Henry Rollins was sort of like the main dude in that whole documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dwayne Peters is like the guy there in, because a lot of the punk guys in the 80s and the 90s were actually professional skateboarders, like Steve Caballero from Palo Peralta. He was in a couple punk bands and stuff like that that were pretty popular in the days, and I had no idea until I seen this documentary.
Well, yeah, one of the guys just mentioned it towards the end, and he was saying towards, you know, there was a lot of the surfers or the skateboarders that got into the punk movement.
Yeah, it was like the second generation. Like, you had your Dogtown skateboard generation that blew up and then it died off. And then you hit the next generation, like Powell Peralta and stuff like that, and everything skateboarding blew all up again. And then all the California skate parks got all smashed and taken down. And
Mike Campabay.
A lot of guys went into, you know, doing all that crap.
Yeah, there is all kinds of them that are showing up here. Let's see. A History of Chicago Punk. Chinatown Punk Wars. I have no idea, but there's all kinds of punk ones now that we've been watching punk. I'm sure it's probably on here somewhere, but yeah, that'll be great. We'll do that, and I'll figure it out and get some music together, and that'll be cool.
That one might be a hard one to find the soundtrack for. I might have to
just some research on
you for it, because a lot of the songs that are on there, they'll be on like Shackle Me Not skateboard video soundtrack, but there won't be an actual record of them because they never put out like a commercial proper album. It was all underground and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I know where I can find a lot of them, because I have built playlists
lot of the shit
that I used to listen to when I was into skateboarding.
All right, perfect. By the way, is it your daughter's birthday tomorrow?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. That's right. Yeah. It's Saturday. That's why I was going to mention it tomorrow.
Alexis is turning 12.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Little Tal. You're back, Little Tal. Are you here to stay towards the end? Yes. Oh, good. I bet. Oh, I wasn't even going to say that. It almost came out. The X-rated Dina Jo almost came. It would have sounded totally X-rated.
Yeah. And according to your introduction to coming on here, you could get banned yourself off your own show.
I know. I was just going to say something about a towel, but I'm like, oh, that might not sound very good. I might just get banned. You know, towels, they're moist at times. So there you go. I won't get in trouble for that. But anyway, how you doing, Mike? I hope you're well. Oh.
How do you do it, Cubella? I'm at 48 hearts, and you've only been on the show for like 10 minutes, and you're already at 28 hearts. I don't understand that game. I don't know how it works.
Oh, because you know what? She gave me a clap.
She gave you the clap?
Ugh. She did. Hi, Cubella.
I'm at 142 hearts. Get it right.
I was going to say, 42? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I got some beans to spare.
So how's Cubella doing?
Doing great. House sitting for the boyfriend's parents while they're out of town. So I'm poolside. The BF's barbecuing. Having a few cocktails. It's a beautiful night.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
In a livable 82 degrees, not like the 110 you get in July.
We've been really, really blessed. Usually, like this time of the year, it's like 90, 95. We've been chilling at around low 80s. The next 5-day forecast is like 90, 91. It's really, really, really nice.
Oh, it's bounced perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, the hundreds will be there way too soon.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, can we get to October yet?
I know. I had a customer at work told me today, he's like, you're not going to see me for the next 5 months. I'll be in New York. I'm like, all right, good for you, boy.
I don't think that's an improvement, though, because New York's not far from me, so I know they got the same humidity that we got. Like, we're stuck in this, like, dank humid summer, and you can't breathe. You have a shower, you go outside, and you feel like you need another shower in like 5 minutes. At least your heat's dry.
Exactly. Yeah, like the weather is comparable to like Florida ish but then when you factor in the humidity, it's like our temperature is probably 5 to 8 degrees cooler just because of the humidity. It's less.
The humidity is a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be 28 degrees here, and then it'll be 40 with humidity, and that's just, like, I think that's, like, 102 or something like that. It's just, it's gross.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sweaty balls. Sweaty balls!
I go in the house around 9 or 10 in the morning, and I don't come back out of the house until 6 at night, because just that daytime stuff, I can't do any gardening, I can't do any yard work, I don't even want to take kids for a walk at that time of day and stuff like that. We start walking in the evenings around that time because it's just so fucking hot.
Yep. Yeah. It's either that or first thing in the morning, but you got school, so.
Yeah.
That is hot.
Yeah, but everything's just fucky and weird. We've lost a few people and, you know, weird shit happening. Like, my neighborhood was on lockdown today because, unfortunately, some guy died in the house fire, like, one street over. Today it's just a weird time,
and his dog. Yeah, terrible.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm waiting to find out if it's my friend Mark, because my friend Mark lives right over there, and the guy's name that died in the fire, his name was Mark, but I can't see what house it is because the cops have yellow caution tape around the whole neighborhood.
So you don't know if the dog might be like in a shelter or something, or
no,
dead.
No, the dog.
No,
died
the
too.
Dog died. It said a man and a dog, or a human and a dog. I can't remember. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
My buddy Mark had a golden lab that he used to walk around the neighborhood all the time. He's one of my RC friends.
Oh,
I'm not
100%
sure if it's him or not. I'm not saying it is or not. It's sad either way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just trying to wait for the news to see who the heck it was, because it's a shitty situation.
Yeah,
you don't know because you can't even walk by there. Yeah, yeah, like you're saying, the odds is the same name and everything. It's just kind of.
And poor lab, hella hair. You know, oh man.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I like when I leave for work and everything. Like I'm, me and my boyfriend, we get really like. I don't know if you call it superstition, but like we usually keep the oscillating fan on while we leave for work, just so that the dog has a little bit of, you know, air blowing through the house. But we started turning it off because I'm seeing incidents where household fans are catching on fire, and I'm just not trying to come home to a crispy puppy.
Oh, yeah.
All this offshore manufacturing stuff is just not up to speed. I don't know how they're getting certifications to be used in North America. We had bought a heater, and it was a cheaper Walmart brand, obviously made in China or whatever, but it like melted down in Austin's basement, and the whole basement was like smelled like burning plastic last winter.
Jeez,
but meanwhile,
that's dangerous.
I got my old steel one that I've had since like 1990 that I inherited from my dad, and I don't hesitate to leave that one on. But this new stuff, it just all of a sudden started smoking and had a total meltdown. He ran upstairs in a panic, like, "What do I do? Unplug the fucking thing!"
Yeah, you can't leave the room with any of that stuff on nowadays.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Scary.
Definitely scary.
Speaking of fires, my boyfriend's sister's house is about 90% demolished due to a fire. His brother-in-law woke up in the middle of the night to go take a leak and saw a little bit of extra light coming from the bathroom, like no lights on. He's like, "Why is the bathroom lit up?" Well, the ceiling fan in the bathroom, you know, the vent?
Yep.
That caught on fire, and so the whole attic was on fire.
Holy
and
shit.
Yeah,
what was that like? Happened to our neighbors too,
like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's totally insane. Like the entire house is just like, if Mike wouldn't have woken up to go to the bathroom, they could have like basically died. Like the fire department said, like, lucky you went up, got up to go pee, because a couple more minutes and the roof would have just fallen on top of them in their bed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Super crazy.
I was just gonna say that happened with our neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's scary.
Yep.
Yeah, I try not to leave those fans on in the bathroom because that same thing happened. And they caught it right away. It was during the day. So luckily, you know, they caught it right away. But the smoke, too, from the fire, even though it was kind of contained to the bathroom, but the smoke went into 3-4 different rooms, and just, you know, they have to get a bunch of stuff done. But thank God your friend woke up.
Well, yeah, because the smoke was going up into the attic. So I was like thinking, like, you think you would wake up and smell the smoke, but because it was bellowing into the attic, they didn't smell anything.
Gosh, how scary.
Yeah,
not too many people actually have fire alarms in their attics either. It's,
that's another thing, like crazy timing. And they were just in the process of replacing all the smoke detectors in the house, so everything was disconnected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got so super lucky.
That's almost Jedi fucking shit that he sensed it, you know?
Yeah. Now, I would never even think of Bam Bam putting one up in your attic. Do people normally do that?
I don't think that's a thing. I've never seen it be a thing, honestly. You're supposed to have one on every floor that you residence in, but most people have nothing in there. I have one in my attic because we've converted our attics into bedrooms and stuff like that. But in general, if we didn't have bedrooms up there, we would not have a smoke alarm in our attic.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't have attic spaces too. There's just like a crawl space, and I don't know if that distinguishes as an attic, but
you wouldn't be able to hear it either, I don't think. I mean,
it'd be very, very faint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. Totally.
Yeah,
we're going to rock and roll for the night. It's been a long ass day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for coming after all of that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for coming in, Cubella. I hope that you have a nice dinner.
It's still on the Barbie, but yes, it will be good.
Thank you, Bam Bam, again.
It's good to see you both.
You too.
As a co-host once again for Heavy Breathing with Tuttles.
Yeah, one night.
Go on a weight loss regime, or what's happening?
We were podcasting one night, and I got this new headset, and the microphone's super sensitive, and I didn't realize that my microphone was actually under my nose. So I was breathing, and Caps was on. He's like, Tuttles, I can hear you breathing.
It's like, dude, move it away from your mouth.
So I have to point it up a little bit. How else
are you supposed to know I'm alive?
I wasn't snoring like Caps does when he falls asleep.
No. That was funny. All right. Well, I will see you in the morning.
Good night, everybody. Good to see you.
Bye. Good night. You too. Have a good night.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye.